First public hearing is subdivision 2007-1, Janine Thompson.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Little Creek Hundred, Sussex County, dividing 1.55 acres into two lots located north of Route 494, 2,000 feet east of Route 497. I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments on this application.
Mr. Wheatley, the TAC review of June 20th of 2007 will be made a part of the record for this application. We did receive additional comments from the County Engineering Public Works Division. There's an adjoining parcel that's owned by the county. They would like a condition, if this application is approved, that the record plan shall identify the parcel as Sussex County Landfill Number 5 Laurel and the Delaware State HSCA site number 0013. The county's entered into two memorandums of understanding with the State Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control that established groundwater management zones around the landfill site and surrounding properties. They would like for the location of the groundwater management zone be shown on the record plan. The property is served by a central water system that is owned and operated by Tidewater Utilities. They're advising that connection to the central water system for all domestic water use will be mandatory and a condition of approval, and they would like a note stating that this shall be included on the record plan. They're requesting that the record plan, restrictive covenants, and deeds for any of the lots contain the following notice. The property identified herein is located within the Sussex County Landfill Number 5 Laurel Groundwater Management Zone and has certain regulations placed upon it concerning any proposed land and or groundwater use. Contact the Sussex County Engineering Department for additional information, and they're requesting that a note be included on the record plat that states any activity that alters the current groundwater flow or lowers the water table on the adjacent Sussex County property shall be prohibited. And they reference the contact number for the applicant to call.
How far is this, are these subject lots from the landfill site? I mean, I know it's nearby, but I just
I think it's, without looking at the tax map, it's probably within a half a mile, I would say. But it's, they have like three areas that
it falls into. Tidewater CPCN that shows the landfill.
Actually, those are the well.
Okay. Okay, I got you. The larger X marks the landfill and this and the site's up just up the road. Site map on the survey is a little bit exaggerated. It makes it look like a large parcel, but it's really not.
The red outlined parcel on that drawing is the parcel in question.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Mr. Link?
No.
Mr. Abbott?
No.
All right, then. Is anyone here representing this application? Okay. Would you come forward to give us your name, and you may have the floor. Is there anyone else here with an interest in this application? Being none, go ahead, ma'am.
My name is Sandra Thompson. I'm actually Janine's mother, and the land was previously owned by me, transferred to her. It's now back, transferred to me. And the whole purpose is just trying to put two single-family homes on 1.55 acres.
Okay.
And I'm well aware of the, I've been notified of the water situation, mm-hmm. I'm aware of what we would need to do pending construction.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to your application or to what Mr. Lank or Mr. Abbott had to say?
No.
No? All right. Well, let's see if anybody has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Gordy.
Not many, but how far is it from the landfill?
It's across the road, here. It's across the road back. It's
okay.
And we're on the other side of the road. Okay. But it's not like directly across. It's like diagonally across.
Right. Okay. And the area is wooded?
It's partially wooded.
Partially wooded. Okay. Is there any homes there now, or just
there's some trailers back behind,
right?
And Lee Littleton owns the easeway or the road there. And he granted permission for, you know, for us to use that for construction.
Are these lots for family or just to be sold?
A single-family home.
Yeah, but I mean.
But they're going to be homes, yeah.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Okay, Mr. Burton?
Pretty simple.
Is the driveway there now?
Yeah, there's a driveway on the, no, on the, on where the Littleton, the road that goes side by, no, but there is a driveway into one of the big, the 1.55 acres now, yeah.
Horn Lane is not there now?
No. Horn Lane, the road, yes, it's there. There's a road there that he's granted us access to. Yeah, that's there.
That's there now?
Yes.
Yeah. Gravel, this is.
But I'm saying from where the current lot was, there is also a road into the lot, but that's not off the side road.
Would the driveways, are you anticipating that the driveways are going to?
Going to come from the Horn Lane.
Onto Horn?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Lang?
No question.
Counsel?
No question.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions.
Okay. I have no questions either. If you would take a seat nearby, we'll ask one more time if there's anybody with an interest in your project. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2007-1, Janine Thompson? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2007-1? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.